Babbel, which makes a popular language learning app, has collected a host of climate-related neologisms from European languages. FligsCam is perhaps the most likely to be permanently adopted into English. Flight Shame from Swedish was popularized by Miss Thunberg's Rise. It also has a nifty corollary. Tågskryt or train boasting from those who advertise their FligsCam by taking ground transport and letting the world know. Dutch has an equivalent, train trots. The march of the climate protest movement has led to the coining of disparaging terms by its critics. Italian, for example, has gretini, allegedly mindless followers of Miss Thunberg. Ini is a diminutive suffix and the word echoes cretini or idiots. The Danish Language Council and Denmark's national broadcaster jointly chose a similar term as their word of the year for 2019. Klimatosser, or climate fool, used dismissively by Pia Kjærsgaard, a right-wing Danish politician, to explain her party's poor election performance. Being Danish, she hastened to add that her party is itself concerned about the climate, but that the klimatosser, who voted for other parties, apparently care about nothing else. Compared with its European cousins, English has not been creative. Oxford Dictionaries declared its word of the year to be climate emergency. Collins, another dictionary publisher, nominated the slightly more imaginative climate strike, originally coined to denote the school days that climate activists such as Miss Thunberg began skipping as protest. Klimat Spay Belar, climate school skipper, was number three in Vandale's Dutch vote. Words of the year are a way for lexicographical types to grab a rare slice of the spotlight, boost interest in language, and have a bit of fun. All the same, the pessimistic trajectory of the outcome suggests a darkening global mood. The American Dialect Society will vote for its word of 2019 at its annual meeting in New Orleans in January. Its previous three choices were tender age shelter, a euphemism for places where America's border forces keep children separated from their parents, fake news, often these days meaning real news that powerful people would like to dismiss, and dumpster fire. Whether or not it picks a climatic word as an emblem of the bygone year, it is hard to see the society choosing anything upbeat. Perhaps dictionary.com captured the feeling best with its word of the year for 2019, neither new nor fancy. It was foreboding nonetheless, existential.